Stick around and get your small business unstuck. More of Business Insanity Talk Radio with Barry Maltz. Now on AM 560, The Answer.
One of the things that's really been very topical these days, because it's in the news, is how can you be ethical and professional at work? My next guest is Bruce Hartman. He's the founder of Gideon Advisors. He's a seasoned executive with 30 years of success creating shareholder value for Fortune 500 companies. Prior to founding Gideon Advisor, he was the executive VP and CFO at Yankee Candle Company, Cushman & Wakefield, and Foot Locker. At Foot Locker, the company rose from near bankruptcy to solid earnings generation with stock price increase over 900%. He's got a new book out. It's called Jesus and Company. Bruce, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Barry. Glad to be there.
So one of the things I mentioned from the outset of this segment is that it's interesting to me that we even have to have a question about how you can be ethical and professional at work at the same time. Shouldn't those two things be interchangeable?
I think they are interchangeable. But many people get confused by it. And I think a piece of being professional is being ethical.
Why do you think that people, Bruce, get confused by those two terms?
I think this, you know, in the business place, there is always this question of what we ought to do. It doesn't necessarily mean just following the rules, but, you know, what is the best thing for our customers? What is the best thing for our employees? And there's always the temptation to take a short-term gain versus doing the right thing and getting a longer-term gain. I think people many times will opt for the short-term gain because it gets it out of the way.
Do you think, Bruce, it has to do with there's the pressure to increase shareholder value, or if you're a small business owner, it's really increasing your own value versus what's right to do in the long run? Because I know, and I've written about this in many of my books, it's hard as you approach that gray line, really, to always be on the side that perhaps in the long term you should be.
Now, those two reasons you gave, those are the two principal drivers for people making unethical decisions. You're either trying to hit a number that Wall Street wants you to hit, and you'll do anything to get there, or if you're in a small business and you know this could be your big break, maybe you cut corners or something like that. The problem with that is many times you have to clean up the residue after you make these mistakes.
Right. I absolutely agree with you. But I guess my question really is why do you think it's such an issue these days? Because it seems to me that people are really talking about it more and more. Is it because the pressure is going up or because we're just become very, tribal in our business instincts?
Yeah, I think because of the internet and the amount of news, I think it's not necessarily that ethics have increased or decreased. I think it's become more of a front burner discussion because it's more available. And I think the second thing is the amount of money you can make today is so much more significant than it was in the past. And I think that that's also creating some of the pressure.
It's interesting to me, Bruce, because I always struggled with these two things, professional and ethical. And I think a lot of people that don't struggle with it, which thinks they're of the highest ethics and professional nature, sometimes those are the most challenged people.
Yeah, that's a really good point. I think if you meet somebody that isn't humble, particularly when you're dealing with them, and you're always going to have to, in the back of your mind, worry about their ethics. People that put themselves above or think they're better than others are the ones that you have to be most wary of.
One of the things that you talk about, Bruce, is that the importance of authenticity and morality in business decisions. I find with a lot of folks, they'll have a brand which their company expresses a brand that says one thing, but then their personal actions or how they deal with employees, it really says another.
Yeah, and I see that a lot. And, you know, when I see that, I know they don't really believe what they expect out of their employees. And the problem with that is when you're the head of a business or the head of a large organization, I think sometimes leaders forget that their behavior has to be almost perfect all the time. There's a very practical reason for that. The employees watch what the boss does, and what the boss does, the employees do. So if you want to have an ethical company, it really starts with the leader or yourself.
So who do you admire out there in the workplace that really thinks is operating a company the way that you would want to operate a company, both from an ethical, professional standpoint, authenticity, and morality?
You know, there's a lot of them. You know, Tyson's Food, Chick-fil-A, AutoNation. I mean, there's a large number of them. I really like Apple in terms of, you know, their vision and their product. A little bit worried about some of their issues on security. But in general, I would say most companies that I work with are pretty strong with it and have a high ethics. Now, this issue with Facebook is obviously alarming. The way they set the defaults, and some of the stuff seems to be more self-serving for Facebook. And you can see what happened with them as they as they've had problems, the stock price has gone down, they've lost viewers. This is a really good example of what happens when you don't do what you should do with customer information.
One of the last points I want to make, about 30 seconds left, you know, my son, when he was growing up, he always asked me, well, Dad, why should we do the right thing? A lot of times people that don't do the right thing, they get ahead. And I keep saying, because it's not of who you are. Right. That's the best answer.
Right.
So, Bruce, I appreciate you being on the show. If people want to get in touch with you, where should they turn to?
www.brucelhartman.com.
Bruce, thanks so much. This is AM560, The Answer. We're going to be right back talking about how to get your small business unstuck.